Yeah, call me whatever you like, man of the world. Do exciting things.
What's been going on this week?
Well,
golf.
What are you laughing at?
Yeah, well, activities are golf, swimming, and surfing, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I went to a place in Melbourne called Urban Surf.
Oh yeah. We talked about it last time.
Yeah. What was interesting?
More surfing.
Yeah, more surfing.
Mm.
Very hard. Got smashed up pretty bad early on.
Mm.
But then I looked at the website and they said each wave you get is around about 12 to 13 seconds long.
Okay.
And if you talk to a surfer like yourself, because you're a boogie board man,
yeah,
that 12 to 13 seconds will be probably the best thing you've done all day. Maybe if you've only been surfing once, it'll be the best thing you did all week.
Wow. As I was listening to an interview with a surfer, I can't remember who it was, some professional surfer, and he likes to call surfing paddling because that's what you do most of the time.
Oh, most of the time. Yeah,
paddling. Really,
yeah. Sometimes a ride is like 2 seconds. Sometimes it's 15, 20 seconds, but it's never a long time.
No.
So, and this is like a radio segment. Give us a call. What's the number?
Well, 13 24 10 for Nova, or ABC 1-300-222-774-774.
What do you like to do?
Or you can text 0437-774-774.
What do you like to do within 12 and a half seconds that gives you pleasure?
Wow. Eating.
Well, you'd have to go eating.
Eating.
Like a party pie.
Oh, sausage roll. I was just in Adelaide and I had a great pasty. Went to Glenelg Beach. Gee, it was beautiful.
Pasty. Was it a meat pasty?
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Would you go, if it's meat or just vegetable, meat. Would you go towards the meat?
Cornish pasty.
Yeah.
Because it was so hot, I went to Glenelg Beach early in the morning, and I have to say, sort of like going to St Kilda or Bondi,
yep,
right? But
yeah,
the beach is an ocean beach. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
I went for a swim, but they've got surf life-saving club. There's no surf.
There's no surf. But the idea is you can drown in flat water, but they shouldn't call it surf. You should walk up and knock on the door and go, excuse me.
Yeah, excuse me, guys.
You have no right to call it surf.
I should have said to the teenagers that were doing their practice drills, who's in charge here? I just want you to change the sign on the side of your truck. Just a life-saving club, because there's no surf in Glenelg.
Yeah. Just put down, help us. Water help us.
Anyway, up the road was a bakery, the Orange Bakery or something it was called. I looked it up on the internet and, good stuff.
You know when you have a pasty, you know when they squeeze the pastry together, do you like your pastry squeezed across the top?
Yes.
Or you like it squeezed down the side?
Down the top.
You like it down the top?
Like a mohawk kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I don't, I think it slides into the mouth better.
Oh.
Because you've got to crunch through the top section. It's like you're breaking a house down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good sausage roll too, if you're in Adelaide.
If you had a choice between 3 short sausage rolls and 1 long one, what would you go for?
Yeah, 1 long one.
Yeah, see, I think I'd go for the 3 short.
Oh, you like the end bits?
Well, no, yeah, I just like the convenience of it. But having said that, is there anything better than feeling that warmth in your hand, knowing there's 3 bites to go?
Yeah.
That's a good feeling.
And you got to have sauce. Like, they gave sausage rolls on the plane the other day, no sauce.
Yeah, in a plastic pack.
And the woman apologised. No, cardboard box. And they were not bad.
Yeah.
She said, sorry, no sauce. There's no sauce.
Would you prefer to go with, there's like chicken ones or you want like
no,
the...
No, the classic beef. Yeah,
yeah.
Beef. Mm. Oh, sausage rolls are hard to do though because they're either too big, too small.
Yeah. And you go, hey, get your ratios right.
Yeah.
It's all about ratio.
Yeah, you want them soft too. Soft.
See, I'm with you.
Mm.
I like it soft as well.
Mm.
I don't like it too hard.
No.
And then if it's that flaky pastry and you're in the car,
terrible.
It's just really embarrassing.
So 11 seconds. What else can you do that's pleasurable for 11 seconds?
Well,
hello. Used to go for a long time. Now I'm older. I don't know what we're talking about.
Well, urinating. How long would that be?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone enjoys urinating.
Do they?
Don't you enjoy it?
I've enjoyed it. It's a relief. It's a relief.
Yeah.
I think it's a relief.
You're at my place the other day, and I noticed you're a water hitter, not a side hitter.
Yeah, I do the water. Do the water.
So it goes, makes some noise. It's like you're in there with a fire hose.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I'm a side hitter.
Well, side hitter, though, you might splash up, and in a guest house, I go the water because I don't want to splash around.
So at your own place, you go on the side?
No, I'm in the water, I think.
Yeah. I noticed that, and you're a continual point. In the water.
Yeah. Oh, anyway, yeah, I don't stop.
Yeah.
Very hard to stop midstream.
Lets me know exactly how strong your stream is, so everything good downstairs, and it lets me know when you're finishing up.
I think Jeff Green does the joke when his partner said, I'm just going to have a little twinkle, and then he goes, sounds like a fire hose.
Well, okay. What else is good for like
11 seconds?
11 seconds. Oh, what about when you're itchy?
Oh yeah.
What about when you're itchy and yeah. and you can't scratch that spot?
Yeah.
And then you finally get your hand there. Oh. You know, you don't go for 11 seconds, but you probably go for
5 or 6.
5 or 6, and go. That is heavenly.
I assume some of those thrill seeker sort of roller coaster rides are only.
Yeah, they're probably
some of those bits. Some of the really scary bits would only be 11 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. What about new socks?
Oh yeah. 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 Putting them on. Great new underpants. New oh underpants. Yeah.
When you put on new underpants, do you take a moment?
No, not really. But I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
These are working for me.
Because
I've got my new underpants and I made the mistake of putting them in the dryer and it loosened up the leg and it just bucketed them up.
Yeah, and also when you have a good laugh for 11 seconds, you hear a good joke or something makes you laugh.
I never thought of that.
That is good.
That is probably the number one. That would be better than surfing.
Oh.
And the other one you said. Oh, that's really good.
Yeah, 11 second laugh. Very funny.
Because
I was been in Adelaide, I saw a few comics. I laughed out loud. Jamone, I was laughing at.
Yeah.
And there was a British guy, I don't know. An older guy,
yep.
But he said, who's got, and I related to this, he said, who's got teenage daughters? And people go, yeah. And he goes, yeah, my teenage daughter said to me the other day, you're fucking this, you fucking piece of shit, you're fucking. And he does a whole diatribe and he goes, because I had the audacity to say, how you going, love? God, made me laugh.
It's funny,
how
isn't
you going,
it?
Love?
Yeah. Comedians that, I don't want to be obvious here, but comedians who make you laugh. Like your one.
Yeah.
As opposed to some comedians, I nod my head and acknowledge the
joke.
Yeah,
they're smart, they're clever.
But the ones that really catch you off guard and slap you,
yeah,
you just go, oh, I didn't see that. And Jamal is very much like that.
Oh, he's...
Yeah, Lawrence Mooney is like that. You're like that.
Oh, no, yeah, well...
Well, there's
it's an honour to be in their category, but Joel Creasy was on here. We were recording at the pub the other night, and he's a bit like that. I laughed out loud at a few of his lines.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Because he does a bit of that kind of bitchy,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
We're not killing people with bats anymore in Victoria. We're mushrooms. What about the mushrooms? I'm God, it made me laugh.
That's a good joke.
Yeah, I know. First time I heard it.
Anyway, I was talking about this on radio with Mick Malloy.
What did he say?
Well, he said a party pie in the microwave.
Oh, yeah.
What else did he say? He said something about City. Oh, how he can go around all the sport channels on Foxtel in under 11 seconds, and it's the best 11 seconds because he gets to see what's on.
Oh, I suppose, too, if you're into sport, and you know, when your team has that moment, that is a great 11 seconds when they win the game.
Yeah, yeah.
So on last weekend, Carlton beat Brisbane.
But they came late.
1 point, I think it was. Yeah, Harry McKay, who's the forward. Jeez. They're up in Brisbane.
Yep.
Now, that's hard to beat Brisbane on their home ground, right? Harry McKay, there's only, 20 seconds to go, kicks the winning goal. Now, that's amazing for a
that's great theater,
Carlton
isn't
fan.
It? Yeah.
Bad for a Brisbane fan. But those 10 seconds, whoa.
Yeah, fantastic.
Amazing.
Then they all sing the thing.
Yeah, we are the Navy Blues.
As I said before, they need to re-record that male choir that is doing that.
Yeah.
Because it's crap. It sounds so 1950s.
It was recorded in the 70s.
You know, get some young
folk, people,
young folk. You know, maybe that choir
human nature
who did. Yeah, human nature. That would be perfect.
We are the Navy Blues. No, play the music, Courtney. Good Lord.
Oh, you didn't get to hear my perfect one.
Yeah, what is it?
Keep the music going. When you get a dog and you get into it and you go, ah, knucka, 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 knucka. You know when you do that on the dog's head? Okay, I didn't get you with that one.
Nah. I'm not a dog person, am I? I'm more cat.
You're a cat. What do you do to your cat?
Well, when the cat starts purring and sitting on you, that is good. Yeah. When the cat's losing its mind.
Yeah. You don't get aroused, do you?
No.
Quick, the music. Courtney, get us out of here.
Welcome to Somehow Related. Now, please welcome your hosts, Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
Well, anyway, welcome to the podcast. I've got to mention too, so I've done Adelaide, my brand new stand-up show called Good One.
Is it brand new?
Yeah, Melbourne's next. Oh, Hobart, actually. This will come out. Yeah, Thursday night I'm in Hobart.
Well, you've just had a fantastic show in Adelaide and you worked through a heat wave and they still laughed.
They still laughed.
You still had a good time.
So I'm doing Hobart on Thursday night at their local. You can just Google it. And Saturday night, actually, I'm in Dubbo. I'm doing a gig in Dubbo. Anyway, at a bar there. Can't wait to go to Dubbo.
That's fantastic.
And then Melbourne Comedy Festival for 2 weeks in the last 2 weeks.
You're out there giving the love, making people happy.
Yeah.
And that's what we need in these tough times.
It's called Good One. Yeah, get along.
Cool, Good One. Does it have any sort of theme to it?
Not really.
So
my illnesses.
Well, that's good.
Are they a theme?
Absolutely.
No, it's just...
Do you start with the illness and finish with the illness?
No, that's not... No, I do start with something, how I look like a lesbian and end with that. So,
well, that's... There's your theme. There's your goalpost.
There's your theme.
Wrong with that.
Anyway, come along. Now, I'm at Beer Deluxe, which is a great venue in Fed Square, so very handy for the train.
Oh.
Just right off the train station.
Where is it? Fed Square? That's a new venue?
Yeah, it's upstairs in a pub, basically. But, yeah, there's a good lineup. Peter Hellier's on, Sam Taunton's on from the project. There's a lot of
So you're like in a row, bang, bang, bang.
Yeah. You can see all of us.
Yeah, and you'll hang around backstage with those guys every night?
Possibly, yeah.
Maybe I'll come and hang around and annoy
people. Come around.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Ben Knight is a great comic. He's doing a show about teachers. He wants ex-teachers to get up and you could come and do that one.
I am doing one night at an improv show.
Oh, wow.
That I can't remember the name of. It's one of the guys from Thank God You're Here. And I'm doing that. I'm putting my life on the line, really, because I'm going to turn up empty-handed. Improv.
Don't what do they say? Don't block us, Glenn.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, it's the postman at the door. No, I'm not.
Yeah. I've got nothing on that. Yeah. Keep moving. Freeze jump. Oh, that'll be fun.
Freeze jump, yeah. Because I'm a cheat. I cheated in the
You cheated famously in improv.
Cheated in national finals. I knew what I was doing.
It's in a book.
Yeah, it's in a book. Yeah,
you're one of the kings of improv.
Okay.
Let's get the subjects.
Please.
Two subjects.
Mongolian warriors and ice cream.
Oof.
Well,
love both of those.
I don't want to say... Is it okay that we do ice cream again?
We've done ice cream before, but we can say it's gelati.
I don't know what we said, but whatever we said.
We talked to Jock from Jock's Ice Cream. That's the only way I remember.
Yeah, you're right.
We definitely talked to him, didn't we?
We did, on the phone. Yeah, we got him on the phone.
So, mate, I'm pretty sure we were talking to him about ice cream. I don't know what else we were talking to him about.
Yeah, I think you're right. Oh, so, look, anyway. if you're a real stickler for you know,
turn off now. Later,
turn off now because, you know, we've done ice cream before.
Should we get Jock again? No, yeah. we can't.
Go over old ground. But I don't think it'll be old ground. We always come at things in a different way.
Well, there's been innovations in the ice cream industry since then.
Has there?
Well, probably. I don't know.
I'm trying to think what I probably asked you last time.
Well, what's your favourite flavour?
Well, of course, we'd go for that. Yes.
What's your favourite flavour?
Well, like a fudgy chocolate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. Chocolate fudge, beautiful.
What does fudge mean?
Fudge is just a bit kind of, you know, thicker kind of brownie kind of style.
It looks like it's a bit of it's uncooked.
Yes. Yeah, a bit doughy.
A bit of topping going through it.
Yes. Oh, yum.
Just thinking about it. Yum. If you're at home or listening in the car, you probably feel like pulling over and having one
now. Having an ice cream.
I'm terrible, though.
I was walking down the street the other day with Kieran and I saw an ice cream shop and I said, oh, God, I'd love an ice cream. When was the last time I had an ice cream? And she's like, 3 hours ago. that's right. I do that all the time. I look at a bag of chips and go, God, I haven't had chips for ages. And I think, man, I had them about an hour ago.
Okay, I probably would ask you last time, stick or cone? Or tub?
I'm a cone man.
You're a cone man?
Yeah, I love a cone.
And you eat the whole cone, don't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
Well, hang on, though. Yeah, I'm going to go a bit further. I'm actually a choc top person. If I had the choice of cone, tub, you know, whatever.
You would go for that? That's your number one. That's your death row ice cream.
Absolutely. A chocolate, even, you know what's good? A good vanilla choc top.
If you had that at your death row and you'd been being done, I reckon they'd order a few more because we could all eat an ice cream watching you getting
the guards.
Yeah, the guards going, he ordered a couple of extras.
A good choc top.
I'm looking at you through the window and you're about to get, let's just say, electrocuted in your electric chair. And I'm going, Dave, Dave. Loving the choc tops.
Yeah, and also, a bit of ice cream on your lip. You got a bit of ice cream on your cheek, mate. Bit of chocolate. You've dropped some on your shirt. It doesn't matter. I'm dying, you idiot.
That is the thing, though, isn't it? Because you go to the movies.
Oh, yeah, and you come out.
You come out and they go, see someone down the street. And they go, oh, how were the movies? How was the choc top? You go, whoa, how did you know?
Yeah.
And it's all stained down the front. Blueberry.
Oh, yeah. What about blueberry?
No, boysenberry.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Boysenberry choc top.
That's the flavour you only ever see in choc tops and ice cream, isn't it? You know, I stopped going to the movies during COVID, but I've started going again.
Yeah, I don't like it that much.
No, I like it. You don't like it?
You sound like a weirdo sitting up the back with your choc top. Listen to you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, why do you like it? Because I like it because it's in the dark
and
you're alone.
I like the big screen and the sound and that.
Do you go alone?
Yeah. I've been twice. I went and saw Napoleon, and I went and saw Eric Banner's film. The Extra Dry.
Yes.
Extra Dry.
Like the deodorant movie.
And it was good. And they were great movies. I liked it. Well, it's just a bit of a luxury during the day, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's why I work at night, so I can do
things. Do you doze?
Not during those films, but I have in the past.
Yeah.
We go with the family sometimes. Anyway, this is about... But I love a Choc Top.
Yeah, I love a Choc Top.
The supermarket ones are no good.
I'm going to predict something here. I am not, but you are, I reckon, a Sunday guy.
Oh, love a Sunday. How'd you know?
I don't know. I just get the feeling you would love a Sunday.
That is the... What? I'll take about the Choc Top. If I was offered a Choc Top and a Sunday, I'd probably go to Sunday.
Sunday is what?
So ice cream. And so okay, it goes ice cream first. Now, traditionally, it's just vanilla, but you can have vanilla and chocolate.
Yep.
And then cream, which is...
Bit of syrup. Do you want cream and... Okay.
Bit of topping and nuts.
Yeah.
And hundreds of thousands.
Do you want your nuts crushed? Do you want your nuts crushed? Do you want your...
And banana or strawberries, but banana.
Yeah, and you eat it with a spoon.
Oh.
And what do you do? Do you ration off your fruit so there's...
Yeah.
Yeah, so a little bit of fruit, a little bit of ice cream, a little bit of cream.
I love it. I love it. I love the way the cream solidifies a bit. Oh, nothing better. And that's another thing. I love the flavor of cream, and occasionally you can get cream-flavored ice cream. Oh, it's the best.
Yeah, see, it's double kill. Yeah, they have one or the other.
Yeah, whatever. You're probably not a fan of the chicken parmigiana either, because you've got ham and cheese, ham and chicken.
No, I'm not. No, it's overplaying your hand. You know,
I love it.
Like you on a schnitzel. So you would choose death row would be a Sunday, and we could watch you get electrocuted with a Sunday. Except you'd hear us with our spoon.
Yes.
Do you have a topping that you like? Are you a chocolate, a strawberry, passion fruit?
I'm easy. Yeah, I'm good like that. I'm very specific, but I'm good like that.
Would you ever have for dessert at home? Hey, Dad, what? What's for dessert? Ice cream and two fruits.
Oh.
Is that good?
That's from the 70s. We used to have that when we were kids.
And chocolate topping.
Yeah.
Strawberry or chocolate.
Oh.
I reckon that is top shelf.
It's a good idea. Yeah, we have sundaes at home sometimes. We make banana splits. Mm. But we don't have two fruits.
What would be... We would have done this before too. Do you buy any in a box at the supermarket?
Yeah, Kieran buys a Connoisseur. We buy Connoisseur ice cream, which is a...
And we've had a big debate about this.
Connoisseur is a great ice cream.
You don't like the small ones. Three biters. The ones that Alex has, he said he takes it from the fridge. By the time he gets back to the couch, he's already eaten it.
Oh, the little ones.
Yeah, I love those.
I don't know if I've... Have I argued with you about them?
You always say it's mini...
Oh, I don't like mini magnums.
Mini magnums.
But I don't mind the mini tub. I don't mind the mini tub.
Mini what?
The mini tub. Are you talking about a tub or a...
No, I'm talking about the mini magnum.
Oh, no.
See, look at your face. You're pulling your face.
Get off.
See, I like that. In fact, the other night, Romy and I, we had half a mini.
Jesus. What are you, starvation duty? No, I like mini tubs. You know, you can get the Norgan Dars or whatever, little tubs. They're good because you get a bit in them.
You haven't asked me my death row.
Yeah, what's your ice cream?
Okay, I'm going to sound like a wanker, but I'm going to go a whole tub of, wait for it, I reckon I'll get a verbal reaction here, Maggie beer.
Well, no, I don't mind Maggie beer, but she's always
got... No, I'm saying you would like it.
Yeah, a bit of weird herb in there.
Yeah, a bit of scorch. It's not scorch.
Oh, yeah, that is nice. I love Maggie beer. Some of the flavours are great.
I have Maggie beer. I stand there going, just one more, just, oh, don't stop.
Do you reckon Maggie's in the factory, though?
I reckon Maggie's down there with an apron on. I reckon she's there. She's swirling it. More, a bit more in that tub over there.
Not.
Don't fill it right up to the top. That's the way.
Is she?
And then she probably signs everything, you know, every carton. Where was it invented?
Well, maybe the Mongols invented it.
Maybe the Mongols.
You know what? Marco Polo brought it back to Italy from China and Mongolia. There's the connection for sure.
Wow, you have hit that out of the park.
I just know Marco Polo. I'm sure he brought back. How did he transport? To Van Esky.
Every time we go back, here's some cream. Here's some ice cream. That's not just cream.
What are you doing, Marco?
When I left, it was really good. Can I be a naysayer?
Hmm.
It's one of the worst things you can eat.
Yeah, because it's fat and sugar.
Well, I saw... Sugar. Well, I think I've said this before. Sugar, bad by itself. Fat, second, bad by itself. Third, worst of all, sugar and fat.
Okay. Well, as Oprah would say, it's an occasional food, not an everyday food.
No.
Oh, I love it. I'm going to have one after this.
Are you?
All right, should we talk about Mongolian herds? Herds? Was it Warriors? Mongolian Warriors?
I think it's Mongolian Warriors or something like that.
Let's talk about that. Okay, Mongolian Warriors. What do you know? They're on horses, aren't they?
When were they notorious?
14th century, maybe 15th, 16th.
Marauding, going around.
Yeah,
they were. But they were very good. They were very good warriors, weren't they?
Genghis Khan.
Did they not?
Kublai Khan.
Were they like the Australian cricket team? Did they not, when they went to war, did they not take their families with them and set up camp?
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they did. The Australian cricket team takes them.
Do they?
Well, sometimes they take their family.
Not anymore. I mean, sorry, they never used to.
Never used to, but no. Now they do because they realise that it's important for them to, for their players.
Because it always used to make me laugh. Someone like, I don't know, whoever. Not Shane Warne, but someone like that would win Father of the Year. And you're like, he's away for 8 months of the year, living in a hotel. How is he Father of the Year?
Well, Mongolian Warriors probably were Father of the Year because they would take their family and then they go, and the kids would be on the floor on a bit of a blanket. And yeah. They go, anyway, I'm off to kill a few people.
And when they get to about eight, they get... You got to come with Dad.
You can probably watch from the top of the hill. Just go to the top of the hill, look down. There's Dad fighting over there. And then Dad would look around getting wave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they went all the way into Russia, Persia, which is Iran and Iraq. They ruled all those areas. Yeah. All the Middle East too. The Mongols. Imagine that. That'd be so scary.
So you're a history buff.
No.
Do you know about Genghis Khan?
Yeah. Yeah. He was a great warrior. He lived quite old. I looked up his age the other day. He lived into his 50s. Normally you think, oh, these guys die at 30.
Yeah.
You know, because they always say the average age of a Viking is 33 or something.
Yeah,
But Genghis Khan lived quite old, and he died of... He was in battle. He felt sick and went, you know, kind of... And then he died in his 50s, maybe.
So he wasn't killed at war?
No, I think it was a... Was it a war thing? Or they reckon it might have been like I don't know, malaria or something like that.
Eventually, yeah.
Something got him.
Sorry I can't join you today, guys. I'm feeling a little bit poorly. So I'll hang back. You guys go in there. Give it your best. I'll see you a bit later on.
The Mongolians are one group of people who live sort of like how they've always lived for thousands of years. They live in those tents. Yurt. That's the tent, isn't it? It's a yurt.
Is it?
Yeah, you know those tents they live in? Because I met a guy at a gig.
Never seen that at a caravan park. The yurt section.
There's a guy I was talking to at a gig, and he lives in a yurt here in Melbourne.
Permanently?
Yeah.
What do they look like, these yurts?
They're a big round tent. And they have a fire in them and stuff.
So they can do the full thing.
Sometimes they bring the livestock in there, I think, too. Get cows in, a bit of warmth. Imagine that. Well, they used to do that because, you know, so did medieval people that have the animals inside because of the warmth and stuff, you know.
Okay, so your yurt is a revolutionary, great design tent.
Yeah.
And I dare say it's got some chimney scenario.
Yeah.
And I dare say it's got some big... It's not like those sweat lodges, is it? It's a bit... I'm thinking it's like a circus tent.
Yeah, it's big and round. Yeah. Maybe not as big as a circus tent, smaller than that because it's just for a family. Families have them, you know.
So... Here's a question.
Yeah.
Was Genghis Khan a good guy or a bad guy?
Wow. He was good for his own people, but I think he was scary for other people.
Yeah.
You know?
The Mongolians killed a lot of people, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you are...
Fierce warriors.
Yeah.
They would have been the top.
They knew what they were doing when it came... What would they have been using? Spears?
No.
Horses?
No guns. Yeah, they were very good horsemen.
Yeah.
At the reunion party of the warriors, who's the king? Okay, you can imagine this party.
Okay,
right? You've got the Mongols.
Yep.
The Vikings.
Yep.
You've got the Knights of the Round Table.
Yeah. Oh, who's number one at this party? Who's getting the good seats?
Well, you'd reckon Vikings would be pretty scary. The Mongols come in like, oh, pirates. We're pirates. Yeah.
Pirates down the they're down the.
They're doing the drinks.
What about like a gang from the western suburbs?
Nah, they get bashed by the Vikings straight away.
The Viking gangs would probably handle their own pretty much. Really well.
Imagine that being like in a monastery or something on the banks of England, and all of a sudden these Viking boats just rock up and these crazy. It'd be like the Mongols. You're in your village, and all of a sudden over the hill come all these crazy looking guys on horses. Oh.
I thought that was interesting what you were talking about the other time, where you were saying about the camouflage the other week. And then how they had outfits on that everyone could see. So now you're camouflage, you can't see me. I dare say the Hmong, all the things you're talking about, everyone had their look.
Yeah, they did.
So if you rocked up, you're going to be a Mongolian warrior and you haven't got the look right, they go, hey. Come on.
Come on, mate.
Come on. Go back and work on again. We need a bit of sheep, some skin there. We need a, you know, tough-looking hat. I mean, the scarf is not working for you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they had weird-looking hats, didn't they?
Yeah.
Kind of furry kind of
yep.
things. But that would have been for the warmth and the cold, too, to protect them.
Yeah.
I gotta read more up about Mongols.
I think I remember reading something about Genghis Khan where he would fight other countries, but he would make a note of the generals and how well they fought, and then he'd make him an offer, and they'd come over to the other side.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's like the Vikings. It's half warfare and half trade, isn't it? So they want to actually do business with these people.
Well, it's like
too.
A player plays for Collingwood, then he goes over and suddenly he's playing for Khan, and then when he runs onto the field, he goes, boo. So imagine if you were fighting under a general, and then the following week, he's been bought.
What's he doing over that side?
Hey. Don't throw your spear
at
me.
Come
on, mate. It's me. It's me, Ralphie. and Tony here. We're not hurting anybody.
What are you doing?
Yeah, you idiot. I know. This is interesting. I read somewhere that the Mongolians were very good. Why do I know this? They invented post offices.
Post offices?
Yes, because they took their. They were the ones that set up the whole mail thing.
Oh, wow.
With warfare. So they would set up a post office, which would mean the post would come and then the warriors would get their mail.
Oh, wow.
So that whole idea of mail being transported to certain kind of started then.
Wow, it should be Mongolian warriors and post offices.
And post offices.
And we could have talked about post offices.
You'd love a post office.
Man, I know you love one because you're over 60. You love to go down and stand at the end of the queue and just delay everyone.
Don't underestimate the value of what you might see standing
what
in the line.
You,
look, a fly swatter.
Amount of crap in the post office.
Yeah,
it's like being in a Mongolian. Well, it's like being in a Moroccan bazaar.
Oh, look, a ball when you bounce it, it lights up.
Man,
I
was here the other day, and a guy came out of nowhere with a rug and offered me some tea. It was unbelievable.
The post office is an odd place.
Yeah,
it is an odd place. And we had two in our area, and one's closed down. They're not doing any favors. Well, in this time
but
of people buying online, surely the post office must be killing.
They've been killing it. Actually, the packages have, you know, really helped the post office make a profit, basically. Anyway, should we have some thinking music?
Oh,
what can we have from Genghis? There's a Genghis Khan movie, isn't there?
It would be.
Yeah.
Who would have played Genghis Khan?
Oh. Probably Brad Pitt.
Yeah, probably Brad Pitt. <I don't know. laughs> So, I don't know.
Oh, ice cream.
Oh, there's something with ice cream.
Yeah.
Oh, Cotty's hat. No, is it? No, it's
ice cream. Yeah, Cotty's ice cream. Cotty's
topping.
Ice cream.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, what's a good ice cream ad?
Gay time. Golden gay time ad.
I love a gay time. You love a gay time? You love a golden gay time, please? I love it. Mate, gay time is one of the great commercial ice creams.
It is.
One of the best.
Would you?
Drumstick, gay time. Bubble Bill.
Have you ever done, with your show?
Get your gum.
With Kitty.
Yeah, the junkies.
You've only ever done lollies. Have you ever done ice cream?
Yeah, we've done ice creams.
What,
she's a big ice cream fiend.
So what was coming out at number one? What was
Drumstick, I think. We compared Drumstick to Cornettos.
Well, that's a really good, really good one to compare. And
I don't think we've done like a top 10, be honest. But I know she's Drumstick fan. I'm a Gay Time fan. I'm also a Bubble O'Bill fan.
Gay Time is caramel?
Caramel.
What's on the where are all the bits on the outside?
Biscuit. It's biscuit.
Oh, that's
biscuit
pretty good.
Crumbs.
Yeah.
Oh, Gay Time.
We had a mini magnum the other day in the fridge. There'd been a blackout during the week.
Oh, Melbourne.
Guess what happened to the mini magnums?
Stayed solid.
Good on one side and then flat on the other.
Oh, wow.
With all ice going through it. I still ploughed on. Alex wasn't happy.
Was that down the beach house?
Yeah.
What is it with beach houses and blackouts?
Yeah, I know.
Every time you go down there, you go, there's been a blackout.
There's been a blackout.
The ice creams are melted. You're right.
Yeah, all the clocks are wrong. All the timer lights are out.
It's just hard for wealthy people.
It is. It's really hard.
People don't realise. You don't get that in the caravan park.
No, yeah. So what do you think? Anything, nothing Mongolian?
I've been watching Larry David's latest series.
Enjoying it?
Oh,
I'll be honest, I loved Larry David. No, I haven't been enjoying as much as I have in the past, but I'm still enjoying it.
There's still elements of it where you go, that's really funny. And
yeah, really
Leon's funny, Susie's funny.
Yeah, they're all funny.
Jeff, they're all really funny.
And Larry looks really well. He's got good energy. You know,
you got to watch it. Anyway, it's a great.
I'd like to meet him.
I talk to the kids when every time we go in the ice cream shop. I go, because my son's one of those kids. He goes, can I try the cookies and cream? I'm like, cookies and cream? We know what cookies and cream. And Larry does that great one with the vanilla. Oh, here comes out. Whoa! at this. Let's stop recording.
Chicken Korma.
Chicken Korma.
It is a classic. And he says all the things that you feel like saying when you're in that situation, as Larry David does so well.
Get that. And I think I'd like to try the banana, please.
Banana? Whoa. It might taste like, let me guess, a banana?
And some chocolate.
I mean, this is
just
really ridiculous.
Chocolate.
This is so rude.
Just the plain chocolate.
You know, you're like a sample abuser. That's what you are.
What's the matter with you?
You're abusing your sampling privileges.
What
one
do you think
sample,
I have these
two samples
for?
The most. You can't just go on sample after sample.
Yes, I can.
No,
I
you
can.
Can't.
You know what? I'm just gonna have the plain vanilla, please. Thank you.
Oh, a decision's been made. Oh, we got vanilla. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Vanilla. She winds up with vanilla? You gotta be kidding me. That was the vanilla.
Oh, very funny.
Classic. Curb your enthusiasm.
Larry David.
Enthusiasm.
Curb your enthusiasm. Now, what's your answer? Mongol warriors and ice cream.
Well, I think we kind of said it before.
They enjoy a couple of scoops.
There's something about, because if they were close to home, they could probably take a bit of ice cream, and by the time they got to the front, they could probably have it for their morning tea. So I'm just going to say it was a food that developed, because I think there's a Chinese thing there that comes through the Mongolian that means that,
I'm just going to, I think that, did they invent ice cream somehow? I don't know how. Yeah, because what do you need to turn cream milk into cream to ice cream? There's it's some not, sort of, isn't it like,
yeah,
curd maybe? Curdling. We've talked about this before.
Yeah.
All right. What is the answer, Sam?
It is said that around 700 years ago, Mongolian horsemen would take animal intestines on long journeys to store cream inside. The combination of the freezing temperature outside and being vigorously shaken on the horse produced an ice cream-like substance.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
Wow.
That's really interesting. Mm.
You have been listening to Somehow Related with Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
So, here you go. Been out killing a few people today. Yeah. What are you going to have when you get back? A roast beef sandwich? Some chicken just biting it off the bone?
Yeah.
No, no. You have a scoop of ice cream.
Scoop of ice cream. Oh, what about when Genghis said, oh, that's been a big day in the battlefield. Get me some milk. And the guy goes, jeez, the milk's frozen. Oh, jeez, not bad, though.
Yeah.
Try this, Genghis. Let's chop your head off. Oh, hang on. Not bad.
It's ice cream all round. Yay. Oh, so, you know, next time you're having a bowl of ice cream.
Yeah.
You're laying back. Mm. Do you ever do that thing where the bowl sits on your stomach and you're watching it, and then you're just putting it in your mouth?
Yeah.
Maybe you're watching the football, eating ice cream, going, oh, run faster. Jump higher.
Come on, mate.
Come on, mate. That's not good enough. I want you to think the Mongolians, they lost lives in the invention
you know, sacrificed everything for ice cream.
Maybe on ice creams, on the packet, they should say that people, you know, dedicated their lives to the development of this product.
It's true.
In the intestine as well.
Yeah. Oof.
Hang on. So it would have been a dead animal.
Yeah.
And they used the bag. It's a bit like, like haggis.
Yeah. They used the stomach to transport stuff. Because I assume it's a good, maybe we should bring that back. Get on the train with your stomach.
That's a good idea.
With your animal carcass.
What about the frozen section of the supermarket?
Yeah.
You got your burgers, you got your thing, you got your chicken, and you got this stomach.
The stomach.
Section. What's this, Mum? Well, they put things into a sheep's or a cow's stomach, and they cook it up, and we have it for our afternoon tea.
Yum. Yeah. No, not yum. What am I saying?
Yeah, not yum at all.